Welcome back to the Power Hour radio show. Karen Cataline, I'm with you. Commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser, and boy, is there a lot going on. And I always say that, but my goodness, I mean it. And I was talking off-air with our next guest, who's not only going to talk about your rights coronavirus and taking a religious exemption, which we were talking about, but also a much broader picture, which is what I like talking about to connect things together. I need to do a little housekeeping here, which is, if you'd like more news stories, go to thepowerhour.com. We will get to a few of them later on in the program, but if we don't get to the ones you're interested in, go there, because there's a compilation of lots and lots of great stuff there. Also, if you have comments, questions, thoughts, opinions, please share them with us at thepowerhour.com. Make sure of that. Or you can just give us a call, 877-817-9829. There's also a huge sale going on at the Power Hour Mall, and so you're going to want to check that out. Lots of 10% off. Buy one, get one. And all you really have to do is go to thepowerhourmall.com, and you can peruse some great products that don't always get the kind of play that they deserve. So now we're going to just shift gears here and talk about our next guest. He is an attorney. We do talk to a lot of those. And an author who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. His name is John Whitehead, and he has a concern for the persecuted and the oppressed, and that's why he established something called the Rutherford Institute, a nonprofit civil liberties and human rights organization whose international headquarters are located in Charlottesville, Virginia. Boy, I bet you are busy now at the Rutherford Institute. I'm looking at your website right now. Thank you so much, John Whitehead, for joining us here on the second hour of the Power Hour radio show.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show, and I just hope we can alert people and get some change in this country for the better.
Yeah. Well, and I love the headline on your website, which is the sub-headline at the Rutherford Institute, and people can go to rutherford.org. It says, it's our job to make the government play by the rules of the Constitution. Well, anybody who's watching knows that they ain't playing by the rules of the Constitution. In fact, they're trying to change the rules so they'll never have to play by them again. Case in point, this virus, which is being used as a tool, in my opinion. Yes, it's my opinion, which everyone is entitled to their opinion. They don't know that, apparently. Using this virus to bully, intimidate, and persecute people into doing as they say. This is what America was founded to prevent, and here we are living in times in which that's happening. So tell us about what you're doing with regard to the coronavirus in particular.
Oh, we've had a number of cases. We've helped churches. We had a church up in Pennsylvania that was holding a church service. The pastor was actually outside with a cell phone talking to 17 people in cars, and the police pulled up and said that he was possibly exposing people to the COVID-19 virus, and he was going to have to shut down. We took that case on and pushed the police back and said, that's ridiculous, and they backed off. We threatened to sue them and take them to court, and go up against them, and they've backed down. But we've had a number of just weird cases like that where people are doing the best they can, supposedly get through this thing, and the government's overreacting. But they're overreacting in every way possible, especially on the national level. Everything that we're doing now is being watched. We're in what I call the emergency state. And the pharmaceutical industry is so very much powerful that they've you know, pushing everything and, you know, wanting people to be mandated this and mandated that, all this and that. And of course, we're fighting against that because we believe people have bodily integrity. They have a right to say no, especially if they have a religious conviction. The law protects them, and we have a paper out that I suggest if people want to know more about it, they should go to our website at Rutherford.org and read it. Know your rights, and we have a letter that we can also give you that will help you oppose if the government's pushing at you to violate your religious freedom.
And, yes, I'm just going to read the title of that article because that's very important. It's part of what we're here to talk about. Know Your Rights, How to Request a Religious Accommodation for COVID-19 Vaccine Mandates in the Workplace. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so this, it goes through basically how you can protect yourself and what your law, you know, rights are. You do have rights. And but here's the thing that I'm just shocked when I talk to most Americans. They don't know that they don't know the Bill of Rights. That's why we give out a Bill of Rights card for, to people. We want them to read them to the children. The schools don't teach rights anymore. The average American can't tell me the five freedoms of the First Amendment. Lawyers can't. I talk to lawyers. You can't tell me what's in the First Amendment.
Stunning.
I'm telling people, get educated. Get educated. I spoke to a large group of lawyers several years ago. In the middle of my speech, I was talking about my cases that we take on. I asked, can any lawyer in this audience give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment?
I always forget one. Let me see if I can do it. Freedom of speech,
okay.
Freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom to petition your government for grievances, and then I always forget one.
It's right to assemble and then the right to protest.
Right to assembly.
We have the right to religion, the right to speech. We have the right to the media to express themselves, the right to assembly, and the right to protest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can assemble, but assemble and protest are two different rights, and peacefully so. And again, I always encourage people, if you're going to get into any of this stuff, do it peacefully as possible and be very, very careful. Who you're about, by the way, so if you get in groups, I'm warning people, and this is, again, I've done this for over 40 years. There are government people who infiltrate different groups that are very, very
yes.
peacefully and try to push them to violence.
We have seen
and we
this
saw
on
all
January
that coming
6th.
Out this. Exactly, a lot of that's coming out now.
And
the FBI
guess what?
Has been doing that.
That's been the agenda,
hasn't
it?
Back in the 1960s. Back in the 1960s, the FBI agents would grow their hair long, smoke marijuana with the protesters, and try to get, you know, get violent or break the law. They've been doing this for a long, long time. And so we're up against a very large thing. It's called the government. And James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, said it best. We ought to mistrust all those in power. You know, it's not in government we trust. It's in God we trust. And I'm telling people, emphasize that. Stop. Every time a government agent tells you something, it's not a yes, sir, you know, I'm going to do this or do that. And the people that we defend are people who say, I've had enough of this. I'm going to stand up for my rights. And they change the world, by the way. They change the law.
Yeah.
For the better.
Yeah. Well, and I can't help but point out that when you say it isn't in government we trust, it's in God we trust. And it's no accident that God and those who want to freely assemble and worship as they see fit are on the front lines of being attacked and persecuted because people in power don't want other people worshiping God. They want to be God in their universe and in ours.
Yeah, it's they want you to, what the government wants is very compliant citizens who we'll just go along and do whatever you want to do. That's why, you know, again, since 9/11, which has, you know, changed the United States totally. I mean, when people ask me today, what do I think of going on today? I said, I don't live in the America I grew up in. I live in a totally different country. But since 9/11, with all the surveillance, the U.S. Patriot Act, people read up on this stuff. If you don't know this, again, we talked about my book, Battlefield America, or The War on American People, before this interview, is... Mm. I got all this stuff in there, but listen, this is a lot of it's contrived. I don't believe government agents. I've sued in Washington, D.C. I've sued the President of the United States, won the case. I've seen what Washington, D.C. is like. And Washington, D.C., by the way, and people don't realize this, but there was a study done by Northwestern University and several Princeton University and other universities. They did a study of all the laws passed in Washington, D.C. in 20 years, and they were shocked when they came and found out who was basically running the government. It's 585 billionaires. They call it the oligarchic elite. This is a detailed study.
500. Say that again. 500.
585 billionaires run everything going on in Washington. It's called the deep state. Well, you know, again, I was one of the earliest people who broke out the deep state. By the way, I got that FBI memo early for whatever reason and wrote on it, and people were shocked when they read, "Oh, the deep state." This is 2015. I said, I've known about this for years. It's called the Seven Floor Group. It's a group underneath.
I'm sorry, I keep asking you. The what group?
It's called the Seventh Floor Group.
Seventh Floor Group. They're like they're in the top floor, right?
They live under the ground, seven floors down. In fact, I was in a bunch of meetings there in a lawsuit I was in Washington, D.C., and one of the congressmen, I won't tell you who, said, "You want me to show you something, John?" I went, "I guess." He said, "Let's get on this weird elevator." I got on this weird elevator. When we went down like three floors, and when he opened the door, I walked out, and it was an underground kind of basic cars moving and stuff under the Capitol. I went, "What in the world?" I said, "I didn't know this existed." Yeah, he said, "We have our escape routes and stuff." And they have these bunkers all over the United States, by the way. If you don't believe me, look up Washington Post broke a story called Mount Weather. There's a big underground base outside, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Stunning.
But we're dealing with a government that doesn't care about we the people. That's what I'm saying. It's a government that cares about power, money.
Well, you threw me a curveball, and I just love that. So I just want to examine this a little further. We're talking to John Whitehead here, a wealth of information, who says there's 585 billionaires or millionaires?
Billionaires.
Seventh floor group is seven floors down, not seven floors up. I have been talking about, tell me if there's a connection here, which I have a feeling there is. Anybody who's watching the presidential potted plant knows he's not in control. He's not calling the shots. He can't even find the bathroom at the White House, right? So I call them the whomevers, you know, people like, I guess, George Soros. But when I'm asked who else is really calling the shots, who's handing our enemies our weapons in Afghanistan and then bringing Afghanis here, not all of them good ones, in order to kill us, in order to attack us while they disarm law-abiding citizens. Are these some of the whomevers, and what are they trying to accomplish, if that's so?
What they're really pushing for, again, like I say, I've written over 30 books. I've written from studying this for years. We're moving into a global government. There's no question we're moving. That's what they want. They're definitely moving us into a global government.
A global one-world socialist communist government with them at in control.
Well, it will be run by artificial intelligence. Google is in charge of a lot of that. Google, if you've never heard of it, it's called the Singularity Program. They're saying by 2030 that AI, artificial intelligence, is going to completely fuse with the American mind and the world mind.
it's like a science fiction movie.
This is all facts. Elon Musk has got his Neuralink now that you can put in your head, and you can go right into your computer can go right into you.
Why would so many of these formerly intelligent people, I mean, that's the question, narcissism, grandiosity, and the need to control others. I write about it all the time, but not every billionaire wants to control everyone else to the nth degree. Why do
there's
these guys?
There's a certain group that obviously does, though. I mean, and again, they're very, very strong. The top 10, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook. I mean, Jeff Bezos, who, you know, got his tentacles are everywhere, the Washington Post and all that. And the mainstream media, by the way, I'm telling people, listen, if you believe what you see on CNN or any of the mainstream media without questioning it, you're being very, very foolish, because Carl Bernstein, Bernstein and Woodward, who exposed Nixon. He wrote a detailed article, Carl Bernstein, where he said he was shocked. After that situation, he started working with the so-called mainstream media. He said he was sitting in an office with CIA agents at the Washington Post and places like that, and New York Times and major television networks. And they were helping write the articles and vet the articles. Today, when you're watching CNN, I'll see it. I'll say, and now our next guest, our regular commentator, and the guy's a former CIA director or agent. I mean, you look, I'm saying, wait a minute right, here. The CIA is giving us the news. What's that?
Yeah, but Carl Bernstein, well, all right. I mean, there's so much here. Let me ask you, we're watching the things that we are told, and it's funny because conservatives disagree on this, is with what's going on in Afghanistan, and clearly there is a strain of very virulent Islamofascism that we used to be against. Now we're enabling Islamofascism. How does that fit in to the world that you are painting here?
Well, how it fits in, and again, I don't know if you saw that Lieutenant Colonel, that Marine that just resigned in protest. He got in a lot of trouble. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
About him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some good people that are saying that this is crazy. It wasn't only mishandled, but we shouldn't be moving out right now and doing what we're doing. And they're seeing us. But, yes, I think what the people in power want, again, is they want their money, but they want a world situation where they're basically controlling everything you see and do and think. And that's where we're headed right now. And there's no doubt we're moving in that direction. They've totally militarized our society. I mean, you've got military police now in schools. You've got military police in small communities. They're driving MRAPs. They have sniper rifles. They have grenade launchers. The military and the police now are starting to fuse, which is a very dangerous situation.
Very dangerous.
George Washington said this. You do not want a standing army on American soil.
Oh, heck no. Well, they're doing everything in the opposite. They're doing everything
as
the opposite. My theory
is...
But
most people don't keep up with this. There are 80,000 SWAT teams annually in America where they're going through doors at night. They kill up to 500 dogs a day. Children are getting shot. They're shooting an old guy who comes to the door with an umbrella.
This is so scary.
The police said, oh, I thought...
We
got to
slow down. Let's slow down because, you know, this for a lot of people, this is new information. Yes, we know we're in trouble. And hopefully we're going to shift gears a little bit in order to talk about what, if anything, we can do about it. But I want to go back to this question of there are some very conflicting cultist, cult-like religions such as Islamofascists, right? They always collude with the authoritarians because that's what they need to create their dream, which is like a caliphate in which we're all Muslim, right? Well, then you have the technocrats and the socialists and the communists. They all seem to be rearing their ugly head. I've said more than once, you know, it's a pity they couldn't all destroy each other because eventually they probably will, but not before they do an awful lot of damage, which they're already doing. My question is, since you seem to have a bird's eye view a little bit of this deep state with the technocrats and the Bezos and all that, what is my question? How are they going to rein in or control or use Islamofascists when Islamofascists want to control them? How does that fit into the supposed plan here?
Listen, to give you a story, there was a well-known, I mean, I won't say well-known, but a Air Force pilot who came to meet with me. He left the military, and he said he was very, very disturbed by what he saw. And I said, what did you see? And so he sat down and talked to me. He said that the reason he left the military, and this is a guy that was actually flew planes at the – he studied at the Air Force Academy. This guy had all the credentials. And he left. He said, I love the military. And so I discovered, he said, we used to drive by the opium fields in Afghanistan. And he said it was all American troops guarding it. $600 billion a year industry there, opium, and heroin, all the drugs that we see seeping out through the world. And he said, so I said, so what are you telling me? He said, it's all about money, John, there. He said, money cuts across religions, races, and everything. And he said, there are people at the top in all those countries that work together. If you see some of the pictures of, like, pictures of George Bush kissing the hands of some of those people over in Afghanistan. It's all about money. And that's what I've been trying
but
to.
But they always think they're going to survive in a world of tyranny, and they don't. They end up getting chewed up like everybody else. So I don't know. This is a rabbit hole we could go down and probably never come out. So let me ask you this, John. Do you have time to stay with us for a little bit into the next segment? This is too complicated but fascinating for me not to do that. Okay. So we have just a couple minutes before we take a break. I want to delve into your book. We haven't even talked about that. Battlefield America, The War on the American People. We are going to talk a little more about the war on the American people, but then I got to ask you this. Do you think we can stop this speeding train, or are we all just a bunch of sitting ducks and we're done?
You can stop it if we can get the people together to do it. I mean, again, you're going to have to. It's going to be difficult in many ways because most people are so distracted today with their screen devices. I mean, they're not paying attention. They're not reading anymore. They're not researching. That's what I'm trying to get people to do is to wake up, listen to programs like this, and get active in especially your local community.
That's why they want to censor programs like this.
But in your local communities, you can make tremendous changes, and that's what I really push people toward doing.
I spoke over you. I apologize. You said with what you can make tremendous changes?
In your local communities. You can't do it in D.C., but you can do it in your local communities, your local towns. I've seen some changes there. I mean, you can take over. I mean, the 10th Amendment. See, most people don't know their Bill of Rights. The 10th Amendment gives local communities the right to nullify acts of the federal government. You can just tell, get your troops out of here, get your guns out of here, get your drugs or whatever else you're coming in, and we're not putting up with this anymore.
I hate to ask this. When you're talking about, that's why we're going to keep you, hopefully. When you're talking about somebody with weapons, some of them, stolen from ourselves that we paid for with our tax dollars, it's not easy to do. Stay with us. Hold on. We're going to keep this conversation going with John Whitehead. Too important not to. Karen Cataline, you're listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boy, 2 hours goes so quickly here at the Power Hour Radio Show. I just get started and then I look at all the things that I could still talk about. I'm Karen Cataline. It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you with us and to be here in the chair on the Power Hour Radio Show for today. It's the first day of September and things keep plugging along. We are talking to someone with so much knowledge and information. We could go in a lot of different ways. That's why I decided to keep them with us longer so we could talk about some of this in greater depth. His name is John Whitehead, and he is an attorney, and I just discovered off air that he was an infantry officer as well. So hopefully we'll have time to get into a little bit about Afghanistan as well. And he runs a website called www.rutherford.org. I encourage you to go there. There's lots of information. And thank you, John Whitehead, for continuing to stay with us. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good. So just to reiterate for our listeners, if they're just tuning in, you wrote an article called Know Your Rights, How to Request a Religious Accommodation for COVID-19 Vaccine Mandates in the Workplace. I encourage everybody to go there. We already kind of talked about that, but it is so important. You're one of the few people that, I mean, I look for people, I enjoy people who see the connection between all of these things, and what you're talking about seems to be connecting the dots, I think, for a lot of people. When we took a break, You mentioned the 10th Amendment, and what people don't realize is if they organize as a community, even in their local community, the 10th Amendment can nullify acts from the federal government. Talk about that, and how can people fight not City Hall but Federal Hall?
Well, there are local communities that have done that. I mean, there were some local communities that are upset by all the militarized equipment. A small town, I forget, in New Mexico, had less than 5,000 people, but they're all of a sudden those their police had MRAPs, which are tanks on tires, basically, if you've ever seen an MRAP. They use them overseas, grenade launchers, sniper rifles, all the vests and Kevlar helmets and all that stuff. A lot of them got upset, basically, and they threw a huge fit at their city council and had their city council return all that equipment to the federal government. It's the federal government, basically, that's distributing all this stuff. And the federal government, by the way, who is nationalizing our police right now. The FBI, most people don't realize this, the FBI is one of the most corrupt institutions I've ever sued or worked against. They work with local police all across the country and training police chiefs and basically in surveillance. Most people don't realize this, but most of your local police agencies now are watching everything you're doing on social media. They're tracking you. They're in a pre-crime mode. They're trying to predict crime and get people before they commit a crime and all this crazy stuff. And it doesn't work that way, by the way. It's not the government's job to be doing that. The government's job is to protect the people and to promote the welfare and stuff like that, but many communities are not doing that. But what I'm seeing is some local communities, the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, which is in our Bill of Rights. Again, I'm telling people, read the Bill of Rights. You can go to our website at Rutherford.org and get a copy and teach your kids. Like I say, the kids in schools are not being taught it, but it allows local governments to nullify acts of the federal government. You can push them back. If you don't like what the federal government's doing, these surge response teams, if you've heard of those in some communities, now they're going door to door, these are federal agents, pushing people to get vaccinated.
What surgery by SEAM? What was that?
Surge response teams.
Oh, surge response teams. Yes.
Yeah, they're going door to door in some communities. Knocking on doors, and we've already put out a thing on our website saying don't do that. Don't allow government agents into your home. For example, they have in their hands, they'll have their laptops. If you have a rifle on your wall, by the way, and they see it through the door, you can get a SWAT team raid. Like I say, there are 80,000 annually just because of things like that. So be very, very careful. You don't allow them in your home. Tell them to get off your property. I'm telling people, put up no trespassing signs to stop that kind of stuff. Keep them off your property. It's your property. It's not the government's property. And so there are many things you can do, but you're going to have to get yourself educated. Education precedes action. And that means you're going to have to, listen to shows like this, go to our website, study the stuff we put out, get your friends together in your community, and take an action. How do you think this country started? I look at people. They got together as a group and said, we're not taking this stuff anymore. And that's what you have to do. If you're upset by it, just don't sit by and complain about or watch some people on TV complaining about it. Take action, because if you don't take action, and I'll say this, I think we have a decade maybe or a little more to save our freedoms. They're going to be gone soon, folks. We're moving into a total surveillance state. And here's another thing. See, I do that by my research. The Department of Homeland Security is doing threat assessments on all homes in America. They go, they're colored green. They go from green to red. Mm-hmm. If you own a weapon, you have a red threat assessment. We've had cases. We had a case in Texas where two police showed up at someone's door and they were really agitated. And the two people didn't know it was a man and a woman. They were married. And they said, we're looking for this guy. And they said, they gave the name of the guy. And they said, well, this guy is not here. The police pushed him away. Went in the home, and the husband started complaining. They took him outside and smashed him face down the lawn. Then they left because they didn't find the person. We filed a lawsuit against him and won. But the point is, they had the threat assessment. He owned a weapon. And that's the stuff we're starting to see across the country, these knock-and-talks where the police are showing up in the middle of the night, knocking on people's doors. They're shooting people through the doors now. This doesn't make the national media. When I say there are all these SWAT team raids going on, you're not CNN's not reporting any of this stuff.
Well, slow down a minute, okay? again, for people who have been afraid of these kinds of things, I can just hear and feel people out there going, oh, my God, my worst fears, mine too. When they are identifying terrorism, domestic terrorism, and they've already said that terrorists are people like Trump supporters and people who believe in the First Amendment and or the Bill of Rights in general, they get labeled terrorists, and it gives corrupt law enforcement the right to come and come to your door. Am I right?
The question is, or the National Guard or whoever they may send. That's the point. Yeah. And here's another thing people don't realize. There's a database, and they've been out in the federal government. People that have done the research found this out. That there's a federal database in Washington, D.C. called Maine Corps. It has up like 10 million names of people, extremists,
Maine
who will be
Corps?
Rounded up in times of... What's that? Maine Corps? Corps. MAINCORE.
Okay.
And they'll be rounded up in times of distress and placed in camps. And people go, what camps? And see, George W. Bush gave the Halliburton Corporation $385 million to build them in the early 2000s. And they were built somewhere.
This sci-fi This sci-fi are worried about.
They have the camps already built. They're on military bases. They're ready to go. So you could get labeled extremist, and people say, what's an extremist? I say anybody that disagrees with the government. And so I know I'm an extremist. I think being on this show makes you an extremist. The point is,
we believe in the Constitution.
If we don't get together If you don't get together soon, folks, and get together. I'm saying start in your communities what I call civil liberties oversight committees. Go down. A lot of city councils, by the way, are controlled by the same money that controls Washington, D.C. They're there just to get their trips to the whatever in the countryside and the country clubs and stuff like that. They get paid, too. Get those kind of people out of your communities. Get on the run for those city councils. Get elected and start pushing to make things local instead of national. The Constitution does not set up a national government. It sets up a representative republic of different states and divisions across the country and local communities. And with that, the adding of the Bill of Rights, it really turned it into a community that has rights. We have rights, folks. And we don't get them from the government,
by the way. They're dwindling away. Let me ask you, with the broad picture that you are painting here, and what you know concerning the seventh floor and all of the things that you were talking about in the segment previous, how does this forcing people to take an experimental drug fit into that agenda? Do you have a hunch what you think is in it? Because there's rumors. When people don't know, they come up with all kinds of ideas. What do you think is in this vaccine, and why do they want to push it on people who don't need it, who don't want it, and they're willing to persecute people if they don't take it?
Well, there's a lot of debate out there. We've worked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose Children's Defense Fund does a lot of good work in this area, and again, there are issues of what's in that, you know, whether or not it could alter DNA and things like that. And I think there's a case to be made for that type of idea. And the problem is, should the government be mandating an experimental vaccine? That's the big question.
Mandating anything
that they
can fill your body with.
But see, here's the thing. Most people do not know that they can set up a local government and resist these things. They just fall in line. They listen to what CNN or whatever news agency out there, NBC or whoever is pushing the agenda all the time.
Because fear is the vehicle. If they can scare
people
enough.
Fear builds its own prison walls.
Do you remember the most outrageous thing, just as a case in point? Somebody I never trusted, never liked, Arnold Schwarzenegger quoted as saying, this is insane. He said, screw your liberties. We have to deal with this virus. That's just exactly what they want.
Exactly.
And they will do anything to scare the heck out of you in order to rob you of your liberties. The question is, why is this so important to them? Most reasonable people would wonder why they're willing to go for broke, jump the shark, start persecuting people to put a chemical in somebody's body against their will. That chemical must have some incredible, you know, the old line from the movie The Wizard of Oz. I'm a great one for, I love movie references. When Glinda the Good Witch says about the Wicked Witch of the West, keep tight inside of those slippers, those ruby slippers. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
Yeah, it's a worldwide phenomenon, all of this. But, you know, again, I've seen it worldwide. It's a global. I mean, you look at countries like Australia now, where if you disagree with it, you can get rounded up and put in jail. I mean, some countries have gone completely bananas over this. But you're talking about the Wizard of Oz, to give you a good story.
Yes.
I was meeting with a former NSA agent once, and he kept using the word Oz. I said, who is Oz? And he looked at me and said, the President of the United States. And I said, why would you call the President Oz? And he went, have you seen the movie, John? And I went, oh, I get it. It's not
pay
the
no attention
the
to
government.
That man behind the curtain. So let's go back then. Let's go back.
The deep state idea I was talking about earlier, it does exist. That's been proven. I mean, even mainstream media mentions that now. Once they mention it, it's out there.
Yeah.
And so there is an undergovernment that is there to do one thing, make money. Money.
So
and like I say, everything is a rich man's trick.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because there are people that believe that, but I think it's more than that. Another thing I love is mob history. I love mob history. It's so instructive. There's a reference from The Godfather for anything, and The Godfather is mild by comparison. So with the deep state, are there a few people, in your estimation, who are the capo di tutti capi, the godfather of godfathers who's calling the shots? 500-some people is an awful lot of people, 585 million people. Is there one or two or a few people who are really calling the shots?
I think there are people like Google. You know, Google works for the Chinese government to set up their social credit score system. We're moving that quickly in that direction here, where if you're not following all the rules, you may not be able to travel. If you don't take the vaccine, you can't go and eat a restaurant and all those things. Google has a tremendous amount of power. The corporate elite, and here was another study that came out of SMU just to show you what we're dealing with. In 2018, SMU did a study where psychopathology congregated in America. They were, again, the professors were a little surprised that it mainly congregated in Washington, D.C. Psychopaths are people who care only about themselves. They want money. They want glamour. They can give great speeches about freedom and then walk off, and the next thing they're maybe having sex in a back room or something somewhere. They don't give a damn about other people. I sued Bill Clinton in the Paul Jones case and won the case.
You
we
did?
Had 10 women lined, 10 women
God
lined
love
up.
You.
10 women lined up, by the way, who said they had all this. We had the facts, and he ducked and
including
ran.
Including Juanita
but today,
Broderick.
Juanita Broderick. Today they have Bill Clinton's treated like a little god. He was on the Epstein trips and stuff on the airplane. I mean, these people don't care about anything but power and money, and they see us, we the people, as ants, something they can step on and move to the side.
They have contempt for us.
They don't care about us. And the point is that if we could get if we can just get together in some really smart moves, you can do it. Again, there have been some people out there like Martin Luther King, who wasn't perfect, by the way, but boy, did he challenge the authorities, and he got a hollow point bullet in his head. It was very effective. He knew how to do it. I've studied his techniques.
I take it you don't think that the person who is charged with killing him, did it?
His family doesn't think that, no.
And guess what? Just as a another little rabbit hole, Sirhan Sirhan is getting let out of jail, and some people, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who you named, doesn't think he should. Do you think these are conspiracy theories? I know, but you know what? There's truth behind a lot of things
Sirhan,
that we talk
Sirhan
about.
Was sitting outside. He was sitting outside in his automobile right after Kennedy was shot, and he didn't know where he was at.
Well,
Have you heard about the MK Ultra program? MK Ultra.
Yes.
Okay, it's an actual program. The Manchurian Candidate's another good movie that exposes that kind of stuff. If you want to talk about movies, if you haven't seen that movie, you should watch it. But yeah, MK Ultra's been proven. The government agents, you can get some people and train them to, you know, again, there's a lot of information out there now about John Lennon, the former Beatle, who was fighting the government. The FBI was watching everything he was doing. Some guy shoots him four or five times, and guess what? Hollow point bullets again in the chest, then sits down on the side of the street and starts reading a book. These are not real criminals. They're mind control vehicles. So we're seeing that more and more.
I'm sorry to do this. You have talked to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's saying Sirhan Sirhan should not be let out of prison, shouldn't get parole, but he's a whistleblower as it relates to vaccines and such.
Yeah.
Do you think he believes that Sirhan Sirhan killed his father?
Well, he's also come out to the personal guard that was guarding Kennedy. I've studied the case, and it looks like he was, he could have been shot by several people. But he was another guy, RFK, you know, was fighting the system. You know, it's anybody who fights the system. JFK, in my opinion, the reason he got a hollow point bullet in the head was because he said he was going to take the CIA and tear it up and throw it to the winds. He was going to get rid of the CIA. You can't do that. The CIA, by the way, and the NSA were set up by Nazis that came over through Operation Paperclip, Project Paperclip. Have you heard of that program?
No, I haven't.
Project Paperclip. It's an actual fact. Look it up. Mm-hmm. Even your listeners are hearing me talk. Go on the Internet. You'll find out. Yeah, it's an actual program. And they brought in over 1,000 top-ranked Nazis after World War II, and they went into government, into education, the schools, and all that. So we're dealing with a mess, folks. We're dealing with a government that's been corrupt for many years. The McCarthy era, you go back into the history, and you see the FBI was going into people's homes. Listen, they were watching Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, the great singer, wrote one letter supporting a group, and they said it sounded like he was a leftist, so they tracked him, and they watched
But now we have
went.
The opposite. Now we have conservatives being tracked. We have
people
who believe in the Constitution being tracked. You know, with our only a few minutes left, and I just totally, you know, forgot about my own little monologue because this, you can really get caught up in this, and we all have to keep our feet planted firmly on the ground because there are things happening in the country right now that are so stunning. I say frequently that my dear father, who's not been with us for quite a while, would be horrified. I'm almost glad he's not here to see what has happened to our country. So for those of us who are still here, trying to stand up for what's good and decent, liberty, freedom, justice for all, et cetera, et cetera. Number one, how do we stop from getting overwhelmed and catatonic? And, you know, it's easy to get overwhelmed by all this and just throw up your hands and say, what can I do? I'm not doing anything. And it seems like that's what they want us to do. Your thoughts about that, about staying sane in the midst of this drinking from a fire hose moment we're living through?
All right, I'll tell you this. The young people I'm around today, they stare at their cell phones all the time. The cell phones are run by the corporate elite that works with the government. People don't realize this. Amazon, Facebook, and all that, they help maintain the intelligence cloud for the CIA, NSA, and all the 17 intelligence agencies. They work with all the spies, in other words, and they get the spies' information. So when you're reading something on Facebook, or some kids are up to 8 or 9 hours a day. They're just staring at their phones now. They're mesmerized by them. They're being totally controlled. Get your kids, number one, get them off the cell phones as much as you can. Set in your home and teach them the Bill of Rights, because they're not getting it in the schools. Get together with your local citizens. And like I said, start civil liberties oversight committees. Meet once a week and say, what can we change in our community? What's going on in our community we don't want to be happening, and we're going to change it? Because I've said this before, and I've seen it happen. One guy at a meeting with a sign is considered a weirdo. Three people with the same sign at the next meeting is considered a movement, and the politicians don't like that. That's why they don't want people demonstrating. They don't want people out marching or anything like that.
Well, that's why social distancing is, like, very clear they want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like. It's quite clear, isn't it?
It's quite clear. I mean, it's a very manipulated, you know, these things are manipulated. You just have to understand that the government has been manipulating things, like I say, especially since after World War II. And some of the things I'm mentioning should be in the history books. Kids should be studying Project Paperclip. Why, you know, and you said something about fear a minute ago, how fear controls people. During the Nuremberg trials when the Nazis were being tried, Hermann Göring, which was Hitler's chief general, one of his chief generals, he was asked this question by one of the judges who's getting ready to sentence him. Why was Nazism so successful? You know what his answer was? It wasn't Nazism. It was fear. Fear is the way we control people.
And that's why they scapegoat people. Believe it or not, I have only 1 minute to end the show. So I need to wrap this up with you, John Whitehead. What a pleasure. Thank you for all your time. Go to his website, Rutherford, what is it again? I can't find it right here.
Rutherford.org, and sign up to get our weekly newsletter.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, we are living in overwhelming times. The key, hopefully, is to not be overwhelmed, to buy stuff that you need and want through local and through the Power Hour Mall, the Power Mall. And thank you to Todd, thank you to Catherine, and everybody at the Power Hour Radio Show. I will be back on Friday to join you with another couple of hours of delving into the world as we know it. Oh, my. And I have a couple seconds to mention that I like to use the word chazak, which is a Hebrew word for strength. But it is for everyone, not just some people. Sometimes you gotta, you know, hold fast to what you believe and care about most. Your friends, your loved ones, and your strength. Be well. Talk to you on Friday.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.